Hey everyone, it's Aisha Martin here, and thank you for joining me again on my podcast. So, I've been doing some thinking since our first episode, and to be quite transparent, I am a process and systems logistics very analytical type person, right? But I think about how I want the flow of this to go, and I think about the approach and how I want this to feel. I want this to feel more like conversations. I want this to feel more laid back. You know, we have to be stuffy and all of the things when it comes to our work life. But when we're getting down just to talk, to be comfortable, to be transparent, I wanted to flow. So right before I started today, I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and it really just kind of triggered the why of a lot of things. Why is it that you or myself, it was like, why did I choose the path of being an entrepreneur? Now, for me, I always tell people I'm just not a good employee. If I have to be honest, I am not a good employee. I don't, and it's not even the, well, I don't like being told what to do part. It's always been a part of me when it comes to businesses. I kind of see the areas that can be improved to make things more efficient, to make more money, to make things flow, right? And so because I would see this, I didn't always know how to express that in a quote unquote right way, air quotes, right way. So it didn't sound like I was coming off like I knew more than or better than. That was when I was younger. And it wasn't received well. And I think a lot of that is probably in my delivery, maybe. Cause I would come off like, listen, that was less than smart of you, or, you know, don't be mad because I'm smarter than you in this. And I don't have all of the formal education at that time to prove it. It's just a sense of knowing. It's a gift. I know what I know. I know what I don't know. So that contributed to me feeling and knowing I'm just not a good employee. You know, I don't like a job where I, you know, can sit and just not do anything and ride the clock. That's not a flex for me. That's boring to me. I need creativity. I need things to do. I have to be busy. I've quit internships for the same thing because they had me doing the same mundane tasks over and over. And I'm like, this is dumb. I should have stayed, but, you know, it is what it is, right? But my why with it comes to businesses and the path that I decided to take was because I do like the freedom to do what I want, when I want, and how I want. But I also know you have to build to that. In the process of that, I still like to help people. I like to be able to help people be able to accomplish whatever their definition of success is and what that looks like. So my why is I want the financial and the time freedom, but I also want to help people accomplish the same thing. Because when it's time to, you know, go on a vacation and all of that, I want to be able to do it with people who don't have to necessarily worry about having to schedule something 6, 7, 8 months out when they have enough, I don't know, PTO or time off, or you know, can we kind of work from anywhere at sometimes? Do you have that flexibility? I like that. That's a big part of my why. Now, before, when I was climbing the corporate ladder, my why was different. My why was, I want to climb this ladder. I want to get the most accolades. I want to get, you know, the most awards, the most recognition. I want the titles. And working all the way up to C-suite, like I did pretty damn good. You know, I did hella good. Hella good. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pat on the back. But after a while, what's important to me shifted. What's important to me changed. And I guess that comes with, you know, getting older and things of that sort. And then I also realized I was coming to a point in my life where my children weren't just babies anymore. Right now, my oldest two are 18 and 22. My youngest is 11. While no, he's not an adult or like a, you know, teenager, he's not so dependent anymore. I don't have to just watch him like that. He knows how to speak. He knows how to feed himself. I'm seeing a little bit more of the freedom of what it is, of what that's like, so to speak. I was pregnant with my oldest daughter at 17. I had her at 18. So my entire adult life, it's been about taking care of another human being. Now at 40, I'm at the very first time where, oh my God, I gotta really sit and figure out, who am I again? What do I want this to look like? What do I like to do? What do I enjoy doing? This is a new journey for me. I didn't have that. Now, mind you, your girl has lived, hunty. Okay, I have lived. So I don't want to get it misconstrued like I didn't have fun. I didn't do the things I didn't do, because baby, I did. I have had a time. But now I'm getting to a place where now I'm more mature. I've grown. I have more wisdom, more knowledge, more discernment. And it's like, what do I like to do now? And I can't even answer that as far as like, oh, well, what hobbies? Because everything has you know, revolved around my children and making sure I'm the best mom that I know how to be with my kids. So now it's going to be just me. And I'm excited. You guys, I am so excited about what this new chapter looks like. That's another reason when it comes to business, I can pull back. It's like, wait, I can pull back. We've done the huge homes. You know, we've done the huge 6 and 7 bedrooms and all. We've done all of that. And now I never thought I would be at a point where I'm like, dude, can you just give me like 3 bed, 3 bath and just give me all this land. Just give me the land that's like in the cut, but not away from society too much. Give me quiet. Give me peace. Give me peace of mind. Give me tranquility. So that way, when I want to go with the rah-rah, I can. But baby, when I am home, it is my own sanctuary. It's my own, you know, tranquil serenity place. And that's where I am. But what does that look like? What is in that with me? What does my day-to-day look like? So that's what I'm navigating now. That's another part of my why. That's another part of the conversation piece when it comes to this podcast. I want you guys to just, you know, think about that. What does that look like in your life? You know, if you have children, if you have adult children, this is what they didn't talk about this part. They didn't talk about, one, what it's like to be a parent to adult children. And then I've heard of empty nest. It's like, oh, okay, when they leave. But was that more for the parents who, you know, they lived in their 20s before they became parents, and now it's like, oh, my kids are gone. But what about the parents like myself who we haven't had an adult life where we didn't have to worry about kids in the same way, you know? It'd just be me. So it's like, oh, I can go hike and go do this and go do that. And I'm not worried about who's got to watch my kids. Did they eat? What activities do they have? Yada, yada, yada. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to be as open and transparent on that part of the journey as well as with business. I still consult. I still do all of that. But I look forward to being open and to sharing what this looks like now. Since I don't have the little babies anymore, and how my why continues to evolve with me. All right. So happy Tuesday. All right, everybody, I hope you have a wonderful day. Make your money, keep your peace, and until next time, thank you. Bye.